I'm Lucy Day, and I'm going to read five poems from my chapbook, The Book of Answers. If a rhizome is always surrounded, do roots and trees feel safe? A gangster surrounded by police would feel like a finch in an eagle's claws, as would Joan of Arc in the flames. A fetus, though, surrounded by muscular uterine walls, the hiss of blood and thump of a mother's heart must feel, far from harm's way. For roots and trees, soil and air are a feast and feather bed, but I am an only child. When others snuggle, I still wonder where my fairy waits. Until your arms wrap around me again, fog lifts, and the morning is my key. Each time a jungle bursts into flame, does a star blink out in the Milky Way? Since stars blink out and are born each day, the probability is high that jungle fires will coincide with the deaths of stars. This should not be confused with causality, but as rainforests succumb to war or development, tiny unknown flowers and insects are lost to the universe, along with the sources of oxygen we crave. And when you're angry, something sparkly disappears inside me, a small reddish star without a name. Since a map has multiple entryways, where can I exit a dream? I especially want to escape the one where dinner for 20 costs more than $2 million, and I'm the only one with a credit card. Judy collapses in my arms when I show her the bill. I need your help at times like this, when the house slides off its foundation again, and I can't find a different route on the map of my neural connections, or even my gate at the airport. Just kick me, shake me, get me out of this mess. When palm shadows dance on the pavement, which one keeps the beat? It's always the one on the far left, the tallest. That one used to play drums in a jazz band in New Orleans, in a club packed with laughter and dancing. Before that, it was the heart of an oriole, tapping more than 100 times each minute as the bird sang a medley of whistles and flute-like notes. Long before we were born, it was the sea itself rhythmically slapping golden sand all along the California coast. It has always known the right beat. When four ice cream trucks meet at the corner, do they argue or chat? Sometimes they reminisce about the 50s, when unleashed cocker spaniels ran alongside them, and you and I were kids on the street. There were fewer cars then, and we didn't know our cholesterol and triglyceride levels. If they argue, it's about the relative virtues of low-fat versus regular ice cream and low-fat ice cream versus frozen yogurt. They remember when there weren't so many choices. When this gets old, they gawk at SUVs and minivans, saying, "I wish we could head for the beach."